Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ed Rakow. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The second baseman, George Williams. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards second. Williams races to the bag and beats Kaline for the out. There's the throw to first, and Gentile drops the ball. Lump scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Freehan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Demeter moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez strikes out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 1 in the game. Rakow takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rakow moves to third. Dan Pfister now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to home to get Rakow. Lump moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive to left field. Brown throws towards McAuliffe. McAuliffe fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McAuliffe. Causey scores. Williams moves to third. Charles moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Larry Sherry now pitching. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry juggles the ball. That's an error on Sherry. Gentile scores. Bryan moves to third. Pfister moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 5, Athletics, 5. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demeter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Demeter reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demeter scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. John Wyatt now pitching. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile is hit by the pitch. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Causey hits a line drive into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gentile is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bryan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demeter moves to second. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 3 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Green pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Joe Gratzenda. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McAuliffe fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. George Alozic pinch hits for George Williams. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.